right, I think we should take a moment here. Put this conversation on a high note. A very high note. And bring in some of the other issues that have America rolling around in the past. Yeah? No matter where they look, it doesn't look good for Grandpa Joe, you see. It doesn't matter. Now, how bad is it for Grandpa Joe? Let me tell you, there's a new hit record from Afro Man. It's a remake of a song he did many years ago. It's a reflection of the entire image of the Biden family. It tells you just how bad it is in Biden world. Hit it, boys.
Shout out to Bass Records. Hey, yo, Hunter. Roll up another one of them congressional blunts, brother. He was gonna get his laptop fixed, but Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna show up pics, but Hunter got high. He should have let Hillary bleach his whole hard drive. Yeah, Hunter got high. Hunter got high.
Oh, sorry. And Hunter got high. Yeah. When Afro Man sing about Hunter getting high and showing inappropriate pictures, well, then you might just be a bit in trouble. He's killing it with a remake of Then I Got High, attaching the first son to the butt of all the jokes. Well, how do you deal with that? And Joe Biden and his whole family have become a punchline in a very dangerous world, I might add. So we could have a laugh here. But it is a very dangerous world. In fact, Joe begged the press to ignore what's going on over the weekend. Ignore what people think. Ignore the polls. Ignore the gaffes. Basically, ignore Joe being Joe. Here he is.
Move past the horse race numbers and the gotcha moments and the distractions, the sideshows that have come to dominate and sensationalize our politics. And focus on what's actually at stake. I think in your hearts you know it was at stake. The stakes couldn't be higher.
Another feeble attempt. Come on, man. Ignore the horse race numbers. You know, let Joe be Joe. Oh, come on. Let's check the horse race, shall we? Because that's actually what people do. They do check the score. And the score on their grocery bill, bad. The score on their electric bill, bad. The score across the board, bad. I keep hearing Joe Biden is doing better in the polls, but CNN doesn't seem to think so. Gallup doesn't seem to think so, but here's the latest from CNN. Listen to this.
Our new poll, which was conducted by SSRS, finds Trump is leading Biden, who has ample work to do with his base and with independent voters who are breaking to his GOP rival. In a head-to-head race, 49% of voters say they'd pick Trump for president, compared to 43% for Biden. That's a 9-point Trump advantage with independent voters. And add in third-party candidates, and Trump's lead jumps even more. He has 42% to Biden's 33%, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. gets 16% of the vote. Our poll also underscores the challenges of incumbency, and that voters, 4 years later, have a better view of Trump's presidency compared to Biden's. 55% say Trump's time in office was a success, with only 39% saying the same about Biden's presidency.
Oh, that's because it hasn't been a success. I don't actually believe it's 39% based on recent polling. Yeah. On MSNBC, another patch of quicksand as they try to prop up failing policies in Joe Biden. It doesn't go any better. Watch.
I think he's been absolutely disastrous for the economy.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So raise your hand if you think President Trump's policies on the economy would be better for your family personally. Raise your hand. All right. So that is everybody.
Everybody.
President Biden argues that his economic record has been very good. He said President Trump's was not as good. What are you keying off of? Sean, since you had the best smile in Virginia, the second best smile, what are you keying off of to say President Trump's economic policies would be better for you?
I mean, my past performance of my 401k, I know it was post-2020 and everything kind of flipped around, but you can't blame everything on 2020 for forever.
We have areas here in Pennsylvania where it's just at a standstill right now. Like, things are supposed to be being built and the interest rates are just way too high for people to invest and start moving moving around.
Every single person raises their hand and say it was better with Donald Trump. Every single person. That's a Pennsylvania panel put together by MSNBC. Yeah, great idea. Let Joe be Joe. And the next step was Cannon Curie Jean-Pierre. Yeah, that's true. There was this secret plot to can Corinne Jean-Pierre, but somebody leaked that to the press, so looks like Corinne is here to stay through November. That should make things better in the Let Joe Be Joe sweepstakes, right? I mean, what a disaster this has been. When Joe Biden's allowed to go out and mingle at that Wawa station, which was all staged, because he can't do what Donald Trump did at the bodega in Harlem. He can't walk out, hey, how you doing? Good to see you. Who's this? Love this person. Hey, young person. Come, hey, how you doing? Get a hug from people at Chick-fil-A. They can't do what Donald Trump does. They cannot do retail politics. They can't do retail politics right now at all. Obviously, it's a failure. All right. How about our friends that make this show possible every day? America's Farm Market, Patriot Foods. Find the best meat, produce, and products 100% made in America. Everything on the site. Patriot Foods now offers a ton of organic options because you asked for it. Fruits, vegetables, the best you can find. Organic, if you want it, Patriot Foods has it. If you're looking for the highest quality meat, Patriot Foods has that. Low-line Angus beef, Berkshire pork. Your family's going to love it. They're going to say, hey, thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. Look out for each other. We have to do it. We have to look out for the American farmer, too. That's why Patriot Foods was created in the first place, to make sure you could buy the best products from the best people, American farmers and American producers. New sales are popping up almost daily. There's free stuff almost daily. Maybe you should visit patriotfoods.com. Check it out. If you haven't been there in a while, check it out again. Patriotfoods.com. Use the promo code Gruber. You'll save another 10%. Stop by America's Farm Market at patriotfoods.com. Use the promo code Gruber and save 10%. Thank you for supporting the American farmer. We'll take a break and be back. Don't go anywhere.